Hello, listeners. Really good to be with you. Very good to be talking to you and contributing to the Todmorden Talking newspaper. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Ken White, the current mayor of Todmorden, known to many in the town as Disco Betty, but that's my DJing, stance when I do other things in the town. So without any further delay, I'm going to give you a brief update of news from the town council and from the town, and I hope you enjoy. You'll all be aware that we've had a recent flood event, and it has been different from the 2015 flood. We actually had more houses flooded this time than 2015, and in areas that didn't suffer flooding before. Many of the town councillors came to the town hall with myself, and we manned the Flood Advice and Support Centre throughout the duration that it operated, and Todmorden Lions provided a £500 donation which we were able to use to support those families in the most and most urgent need. Any balance that wasn't spent, of which there was a small amount, we passed over to the Todmorden Flood Group so they could use that for further flood relief work. So a huge thank you to Todmorden Lions, and a huge thank you to the other town councillors that came and helped on the day and the week. It was much appreciated. Moving on to other items, you'll all be aware that there's been a change in the bus service, particularly on the Burnley Valley, for buses going to Burnley and coming back to Todmorden. Now, as a town council, we've been working very closely with First Group, and in particular a gentleman called Brandon Jones, who's Head of External Affairs for First Group in the north of England. After having Brandon at Town Council twice and making fairly concerted representations to him, First Group have made two adjustments to their original plans and have now reinserted 17 extra return journeys on the Burnley Valley, which returns the majority of the AM and PM peak service Monday to Friday back to a half hourly cycle. We still desire more, and we're still in negotiation with First Group, and we have asked for more, which we will bring you news of as that comes through. Moving on from that, many of you will be aware that there's been a change in the budget this year. The precept for the Town Council, our budget for next year, we've gone for an increase of £72,612, which on a Band D house is an equivalent of £54.68 per year increase. The reason the Town Council has done this is because we want to change how we work as a Town Council. Traditionally, the Town Council has been more about talking about things and making representations on people's behalves. Our other main function has been to give grants to local organisations and voluntary groups to assist in their activities. The Town Council is now wanting to move forward and become more of a service provider, which has required us to increase the budget slightly. So I hope you understand why we've made this increase, because the Council has plans in the future to change how we work so that we can take over providing some of the services that may be reduced from other providers. Recently, the Town Council has agreed to co-fund two PCSOs in the town of Todmorden. The cost of doing this to the town council is £34,704 per year, which is an increase on £400 on last year. The two PCSOs actually do incredibly good work, and we were given a breakdown of what these PCSOs do within the town, and they have become a very good conduit between grassroots community and the full-time police officers in feeding information and intelligence through to the main police force, which has resulted in quite a bit of crime reduction. The Town Council feels this is a very important way of spending our money and will carry on to do so. Now, as a final piece of news, and it's something that's been done earlier this year, and the reason it was done earlier is when I was nominated and selected to be the town mayor last May, I basically got 10 days notice on becoming mayor, which doesn't give you a lot of time to prepare for the new role. We decided to bring that forward, so we have actually selected the next mayor of Todmorden, so that that person can have adequate time to prepare and invite the guests to the merrymaking day, but also get to grips with the role they're about to take on. And I would like to announce to you that the next mayor of Todmorden, who will take over on the 16th of May, is a lady by the name of Ruth Coleman-Taylor, who lives at Liggett. And I'm sure she'll do a fine job. She's a very nice person. And I'm sure she'll carry on doing what we're doing now. So thank you for listening to me. And I will be with you again next month. And I will stay with you until I hand over the mayoralty on the 16th of May. So all the best to everyone. Good luck and stay safe. Thank you.